I'm Will.
I'm Emmy.
I'm Sarah Jane.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Camille.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Nolan.
I'm Tully.
I'm Mrs. Burns.
And today's podcast, we don't have a central question. We are talking about our goals for the new year, and you might have noticed that we have two different people in this group, Emmy and Caitlin. And the people who left the group, because it's the time of year where we change groups to the app group. Mia, Maddie, Cameron, Bronca, and Lily have sadly left the group.
But that's okay, because we have two new members, right? Caitlin and Emmy. So today, actually, we kind of do have an essential question, right? Because our essential question is,
goals.
What are our goals for the chat for this year? Because today is, I think, our 11th episode. And so we still have quite a while before the end of the year. And this is when things kind of start getting interesting. As Camille said, we, at the middle of the year, we offer, people can trade. We have two groups in our classroom. We have the app development group, which is working on an app right now. And we also have the communications team, which is working on the chat.
Okay.
So you can switch if you'd like to at the middle of the year. And so as Camille said, we five members left the chat and went to app dev, but we got two new members from app dev, so that's awesome. So now, since we have a new mix of people, we're going to probably have some new goals, right? So what do you guys think? What are your new goals for 2018? Who wants to tell us?
Mine is to, by the end of the year, we have 30 podcasts.
Ooh, I think we can do it.
Yeah.
I definitely think. I think season one was 30.
80 more days.
Or more.
80 more days, that's it? Of school?
We have 174 days of school.
Wow. That's it? I can't believe it.
94.
Are you sure? Mm-hmm. Wait, we haven't even hit our 100th day of school.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we're almost there. I think today's the 94th day. Oh my gosh, that's crazy talk. All right, so we gotta hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sarah Jane.
My goal is to have some very cool guests.
Like who?
Like the Carrie Wood and the other ones that mentioned.
Billie Jean King.
Yeah. Well, yeah, those are like really.
Like to have special guests.
We're not sure for sure if we're gonna have them, right? So what if you could pick any guest? What guest? Who would you be curious about or knowing more about? To know more about.
I don't know.
You don't know? Who do you think?
Camille? Alex Morgan.
Who's Alex Morgan?
She's a famous soccer player on the USA women's team.
Yeah, I know.
So how could we get in touch with her?
Probably. Oh yeah, I haven't thought about that yet. But
what do you think we could do? What would be a way for a regular person? Because we can't like just call on the phone, right?
Yeah,
we can't do that.
So what would we? How could we get in touch with
maybe
her?
I could do it on Facebook.
He's a professional basketball player. He lives in Illinois. He's Giannis Antetokounmpo. He plays for a team that's close by us. It's in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and we might get him because he's pretty close to us.
So how would we get in touch with him?
I don't know yet, but we could maybe
that's the thing we have to work
like
on.
Like somebody can go to one of his games and we can ask him, but we can't pay.
Well, is that easy though to meet somebody who's famous? Just to walk up and say, hey. No, it's not, is it? So it's always really cool
but
to think about.
Might do it.
Yeah, but might, right? Part of our goals and part of being someone who's willing to learn is to go out and actually think about how are we going to do this? Like not just thinking of a goal, but thinking about your steps you're going to take to get to accomplish that goal, right? So what could you do? I mean, like if you're really interested in having someone on the show, what could we do? What have we done in the past? Like the last few guests that we've had, what have we done?
We usually looked up their phone number.
No, we normally look up where, like on Safari or Google, we go up on them and like look up, like that one, like the first one we looked, it was like the native plant thing.
Oh, from the forest preserve?
We didn't exactly know a person, but we gathered up all the information that we had about the forest preserve,
and then
we found someone.
That is a great idea. Yeah, go ahead, Sarah Jane. We did do that.
Where we had Johnny's uncle, mm-hmm.
and Anna's dad. We had them too.
So how did we contact them though?
Well, because they were coming for the app development group.
I know.
They, because Johnny's uncle is a yoga instructor, so he was going to help the app development group. So he was already coming, so that might be an easy podcast. And then Anna's dad is like a coding person, and he.
Yeah, but what did we do to get in touch with them?
We wrote them letters.
We use a lot of letters.
Uh-huh.
Like when maybe we could write a letter to like those famous mm-hmm. people, and just like Tony Fitzpatrick, we were gonna get him, but he didn't respond.
Yeah.
We also used Twitter, so maybe we could try to write a letter, post it on Twitter, and see what happens.
I think that's a great idea. That is what we did with Tony Fitzpatrick, and he first they said yes, but then he didn't contact us back, so we don't know what happened with him. But that would have been unfortunate, because he would have been good. But we can do that. That's a great idea. Contact you through Twitter. Also, we sometimes use people that we know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like.
So, like our special guest next week is a really special guest. Does anyone want to tell about who it is going to be?
Next week we're gonna have the Sandwich King.
Jeff Morrow,
mm-hmm. and we're gonna have a central question for him and all the little tiny questions, and we're gonna do it with a class that's next to us.
Exactly. So that's gonna be great. We're gonna have the Sandwich King, who has a show on the Food Network. He also has some restaurants
and a cookbook.
And a cookbook, I think too. Yeah. So we're really excited about that. So he'll join us for next week's podcast. So don't forget to tune into the chat next week. All right. So I have a really important question for you. What do you think? Now each week we start with an essential question, right?
Uh-huh.
What do you think is more important, to think of an essential question or think of the guest?
The essential question first and then the guest.
Yeah, the essential question first.
Why?
Because sometimes you find an essential question and then you can look up the guest.
No, I would do guest.
No,
first.
I think you would
easier to get the guest first.
Okay, so let's hear both. Let's hear one at a time, and I want to hear
podcast, the podcast is for, it's not like, I mean, it's a podcast where you learn things, mm-hmm. but it's not a podcast where there's these people and then you just learn about the person. We have to learn about, it's a question, mm-hmm. like one of them was how do books affect children. I think that was our author one. We learned a little bit about the author, but we also learned how books affected children. So I think the essential question should go first.
Okay, good points.
I think the essential question should go first, because maybe then after we think of that, it's easier to think of many questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we think of the essential question, then it's easier to think of many questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's actually, if on some questions, if you think of it first, it's a little hard to find a guest for it.
Right.
So
that is true.
It's kind of easier to get the guest first, but it's good to think of the essential question first, because that's, like, a main point of the thing, because the essential question is, we're not going to... Like Camille said, we're not trying to learn about the guests. We're trying to learn about a certain thing, like how do books affect children and others.
All right, Caitlin, did you have something to say?
I think that we should do the essential question first, because if we get the guest first and we don't have essential question, we might not have enough time.
That's true, too.
That is true.
It takes a long time to look up a guest.
Yeah, but I think also that... For this week's guest, next week's guest, we thought of the essential or the guest first, right? I think it kind of goes both ways. Sometimes if we get an opportunity for a really cool guest, then we think of an essential question, and other times we think of an essential question.
I think Billie Jean King,
but we didn't book her. Yeah, we did not book her. Harrison says that it's going to be really hard, so we might not get her. So that's okay, though, right?
We think of a guest that we know that we can contact.
Yes.
Or even just someone
we can try to contact.
For choice, we looked at them.
I know.
And so, on the chat, somebody says we can have this guest on, mm-hmm. and we think of the essential question, and then we contact.
I have one. Maybe because I might go to the orthodontist, and maybe we can get an orthodontist to come in. because I might ask one.
What do you guys think? Do you think an orthodontist would be really interesting, Tara?
No.
Yeah. No offense. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it would be. I don't know. We'd have to see if we think that people would be interested in it. Because it's important that we are all interested in it, right? Because the whole point is for us to learn and us to share our learning with other people. I like the way you're thinking because I like the... but we should always be thinking of ideas and we should always be looking for opportunities. So I like that you're always looking for an opportunity, Will. That's awesome. Okay, Nolan, what do you think? I want to hear what Nolan's goals are. What are your goals for the chat for this year?
I kind of feel like we should have like a teacher for one of the podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Like what? Yeah. Tell me what.
Well, just feels like we should. I don't know. I don't really have a good reason.
So what kind of teacher and who? Do you have someone in mind?
Well, my mom and I think, is your mom?
My mom.
Tali's
mom. She's a reading and writing teacher.
My mom's reading
specialist. Would be exciting, but I don't know. She's a pretty good teacher.
What would I want right now?
My friend name is Connor.
I happen to be a teacher, too.
My friend
name
is Connor, and his dad works at OPRF, and he's a teacher. He's an English teacher.
Do you know what is so funny, too? That we're in a school, and guess who works at schools?
Teachers!
Teachers. There's a whole bunch of teachers. We wouldn't have to try too hard. So what kind of questions would you ask a teacher? I'm going to hear what Nolan says because Nolan thought of it.
Why did you want to be a teacher in
a teaching
part?
Well, let's see what Nolan, what kind of essential question could we ask for a teacher?
Well, we already had a teacher.
I know, but I want to hear what Nolan says because Nolan probably has an idea of the kind of things he might ask.
How do you feel about teaching?
Do you think that's a good essential question?
No, it would be like a good...
Maybe an essential question could be, what are the challenges of being a teacher? What are your
good ones?
Because everybody would have different ones, right? Yeah. Everybody have different
answers.
That's
kind of
how
we developed the essential question for Jeff Morrow.
Yeah, very
sandwich
good.
Cake.
I think Emmy's got something to add.
As a goal, I think we should have someone that discovers something new.
Yeah, truly.
We tried to do that, but we didn't.
Yeah, it didn't work.
We didn't work. We just, I forgot what it
is. Oh, Neil deGrasse Tyson, we tried.
Oh, yeah, it didn't work out.
Irene Fleb.
Oh, yeah, Irene Fleb.
She discovered a new mushroom.
Yes.
But unfortunately, she didn't get it in time, so now it floated away. So now somebody else is going to have to discover it.
But that's okay, right? So, we know who really discovered that mushroom.
Yeah.
Emmy, that's a good idea. So what kind of things, what kind of people are you thinking of? Like, who would you think of?
Maybe a scientist or somebody?
Yeah, but there's a whole bunch of scientists. So, like, what kind of things would you be interested in knowing about? What would you ask?
Well, I know what I would
I want to hear what Emmy is, although I appreciate your thoughts, Sarah Jane. I just want to hear what Emmy says.
Like, maybe... we could get someone from the Museum of Science and Industry.
I'd
be interested in like a scientist that was doing on wildlife because we did.
I have another question for you guys. So I love the way that we're thinking of our goals and some guests and things like that. So let's think about, what have the challenges been about being on a communications team like this, the chat?
One of them is that you have to find a guest and you only have like 1 week to do it. And sometimes we're like cut off on time because this week we had our testing and our field trip.
Yeah, and so we have a lot.
And then we tried to get a Mr. Morrow, but he didn't.
Yeah, so it's challenging sometimes to get a guest in time. Because we do it every week,
so
right?
We kinda have
that also makes it fun because it makes it so we need to get moving right away, right? And we can't think too much. We just have to kind of go with our first instinct.
And now that the group is smaller, we should get things a lot faster.
Sometimes when you have too many people, I want to get some others' ideas. I love how you guys are really participating, but I want to hear like what Nolan and Harrison have to think too, because I haven't heard them very much.
From the Place of Science and Industry, maybe we can get the teacher that told us about pulleys and
Yeah.
So let's think about our challenges, yeah, though. So Harrison, what have you found to be the most challenging thing on the chat?
Contacting.
Well, let's hear what Harrison has to say. I love how you guys are very eager to participate.
I don't know. I know.
What do you think, Nolan?
Contacting, getting famous people.
Like Beijing King.
Like famous guests on the podcast.
Are famous people the only ones that are interested?
No, they're not at all.
It's fun to have somebody famous,
first,
but...
Like, our first or second podcast was not a famous guest.
No, not at all.
Nuh-uh.
So what did you... Anybody else want to tell me what you feel is the most challenging thing about being on the show? Okay, Harrison is right.
I want to have a challenging thing, but I kind of want to have a time to read any comments that people have sent to us and see if they did any things about, like, what their ideas are and guests and essential questions, so we can make
we should post
essential questions for them.
That's a great idea, Harrison. And you know what? That is something that we've kind of forgotten about, right? Because every week I post a questionnaire to our listeners that says if they want to respond and tell us what they think about the chat, and if make suggestions of guests or any topics that they want to hear about, that they can do that. And that form is available on our website, mrsburnsd90.weebly.com, and you go to the class media store, and you go to the podcast link, and it's available on that and that site. And it's just a form you can fill out quickly, and let us know what you think, and then we'll read those. Thanks, Harrison, because I've totally forgotten all about that. You're right. That's a great resource, isn't it?
Maybe we could, when we're done, finding a guest and questions, we could choose out, our favorite comments from, each person, and each person can read out a comment on our next podcast, and maybe...
Oh, I like that idea. So, listeners, comment as much as you can. Maybe you'll hear your comment on, not next week's because we have a special guest, but the week after that's podcast. That'd be awesome. So go to our website and make a comment.
We can do a bunch of comments.
Oh, we can talk about what they say. Yeah, that's a great idea. All right, so anyone else want to tell me what's the most challenging thing?
A challenging thing is trying to get the guests, especially the ones that are harder, not Johnny's uncle or his dad. The ones that are harder, more famous.
So that is a challenging thing. What do you guys think about working on a team?
Good.
Is that challenging?
It's challenging because, you kind of want everything to go your way.
Yeah.
And, everybody wants something to go their way, but it's actually, you can split their stuff up and combine everything so it makes this one way.
That's a good strategy. So compromise. Yeah. I like what Camille just said. I think that that's one of the hard things about being on a team is compromise, because some people don't know how to or want to compromise, right? Probably at your age, it's more that they just don't know how to because they haven't really been taught yet. So that's one of the things we work on.
If you're a grown-up, you kind of know how to work as a team, but you're still kind of arguing.
It's still hard, even when you're a grown-up.
Yeah, because if you're a grown-up and... You still work in a group. Mm-hmm. When you were younger, you worked in a group, so you don't get in a fight as much as little kids, younger kids.
I think this helps a lot because when you're older, you're gonna be working in work, and that takes a lot of teamwork.
Yeah.
So this is getting you ready, learning here is getting you ready for college.
Absolutely, I agree.
And it's hard to because sometimes some people think of questions that kind of mean the same thing. So it's hard because who gets who gets the question and who doesn't, or do they both lose it, or
hard
to.
So Caitlin, I think, has a goal too. Caitlin, what did you think? What do you have a goal for?
I think that we should try to make even more than 30 podcasts as a goal.
Do you?
Yeah.
So
maybe.
How would we do that?
Maybe we could make 31, and then that'll inspire next year if they want to do the podcast, which I really hope they do.
I hope so too.
To go to 32.
Maybe if we have 30 podcasts, and it's the last day of school, and it's
maybe
we can do a podcast
do
on
like
last day of school to get 31.
Yeah, we could do
a last day of school podcast.
We could. I think last year
a bye-bye podcast.
We did a goodbye podcast, too. I think it was maybe the day before the last day of school, though.
Wait, how many podcasts did
Season one of the chat with Mrs. Burns' third 30. Grade was 30.
Then we can definitely do 30 or more.
Okay, we sure can.
We can definitely do like 31.
If they couldn't, then we can.
Yeah. You think so? I think I like that way of thinking. I'm definitely sure we can do
if
it.
If they can, we can.
Yes. That's
and
a
I
good idea.
Really hope they do it next year because we wanted to do it this year because last year's kids inspired us to do the podcast
yeah,
and get
we're following
all these
their
great
footsteps.
Guests. They had amazing guests last year, like Hot Dog.
Yeah, like kind of.
I know. I
JB
love
Pritzker.
Your JB Pritzker. I love your attitude about it because you're right. It is kind of inspiring, right? It's kind of like, but it's inspiring because you can make it better.
Like this
right?
year, we
Everyone
had way
has
different.
Something.
We had waited it. We had way different guests this year than
yeah,
last year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because we're different kids. We should. We have different,
different
ideas, and
last
so
year,
yeah,
different things.
This year, we think of more guests, mm-hmm. and some of them are like good guests, and mm-hmm. some of them are bad. Like some of them, if like you get an orthodontist, it can be a good and a bad guest.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. Like, right? I think the key to having a good guest is someone who. Has something interesting that we're interested in learning about, and that they're an interesting person, right? Interesting people are always the best people to learn from, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so anybody have anything else they want to add before we sign off for this week? I think 2018 is going to be a great year for our podcast for the Chat with Mrs. Burns' third grade because I think that you guys are doing a fantastic job, and I'm so, so proud of you each week when your podcast comes out. I'm so proud. But I also have to tell you, too, not just when your podcast comes out, but watching you guys work throughout the week is amazing. And I'm so, so grateful that I get the opportunity to do that because you guys work together really well. Sometimes I hear things that you guys say, and I'm amazed that an 8 or 9-year-old kid can say those things because it's just so smart. And you guys are so wonderful to work with. So I'm really very, very lucky.
I really wanted to be on the podcast because... the podcast would be learning and helping other people learn, and I really wanted to be on the podcast because I wanted to be helping other people learn.
Mm-hmm.
And
Excellent. So it's always important, right? We're not just here for us. We're here to make the world a better place. And the world's only going to be a better place if everyone learns, right? If everyone keeps on learning.
But people don't learn.
Growing your mind.
If people didn't learn back in the older days or now, they wouldn't know how to make houses or schools.
So
or
true.
They
and
wouldn't know how to do
the world wouldn't be what the world is
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
exactly.
You wouldn't have to be, like, living outside. You wouldn't.
So we are here to make the world a better place. Everyone should be, right? We try to do that every day. All right, so let's have a great 2018. You ready to say goodbye?
Bye, everybody. Tune in for next week for Chef Morrow and Mrs. Briggs' class.
Bye.
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 Do you have any goals for us?